Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, Reed here, and I'm going to be giving you my week three predictions. I finished last week 6-10, terrible week, picking games just horrific, hoping to bounce back strong this week. Just a disclaimer, before I get into my picks, the Thursday night game already happened, and I'm pretty sure we all had San Francisco winning anyways. Pretty obvious that was probably the biggest lock of the week. As teams you could pick to win. I more specifically had the score 41-10, a little ways off of the 30-12 final score. A pretty easy game for the 49ers, especially after the blow of losing Saquon Barkley for the Giants. Their offense was just super lacking, and Daniel Jones just struggled to get the ball downfield. The run game, they rushed what? 11 times? Just a very dominant game by the 49ers. Giants had no chance. Moving into the noon games. First one up. Falcons at Lions. And the Lions losing C.J. Gardner-Johnson for the season is huge. Hopefully Desmond Ridder and the Falcons offense can take advantage of that, and I have the Falcons winning that game probably by at least a touchdown. Bijan is just looks incredible, and the Falcons probably drafted the best running back that franchise will ever have. I think he's going to likely end up a Hall of Famer. Not to be a bit of a homer, but hook 'em horns. Big Bijan fan. Hope he does well. The next noon game I have up is the Chargers at Vikings, and I'm picking the Vikings to win again. I've picked them to win every week. The Chargers are going to be missing Austin Eckler, which is very big. As the Vikings' run defense has struggled these first 2 weeks, majorly. And partially maybe to scheme, partially maybe to not having the right personnel up front. Probably a combo. But the Chargers had the worst defense in the NFL in the first 2 weeks. I think they're just going to rip the Chargers apart, and not to say that the Chargers won't score some touchdowns too, but I have the Vikings winning probably in a, I think the points is, they think have it at 53, so they're predicting a shootout. On to the next noon game, Saints at Packers. Packers split 1-1. Saints are 2-0. The NFC South is they're just doing something weird. Everyone kind of had their division stinking it up, I think, this year, but they're coming out of the gate strong. I have the Saints winning against the Packers. Jordan Love, maybe. This was a tough one to pick. I don't know. It's at home. Jordan Love seems to be able to get the ball to the end zone. He seems to be at least capable. I mean, it's a solid team all around. So maybe I'm wrong here. This is probably one of the harder picks for me of the week. But I ended up going with the Saints. The next noon game, which in my area is airing, will probably end up being a blowout and they'll take it off the TV, but it's Broncos at Dolphins. Dolphins should win this pretty comfortably. Broncos seem like a total mess like last year. Coaching really hasn't fixed anything. Maybe it's Russell Wilson, I don't know. But that team's just all sorts of dysfunctional. Dolphins are without Jalen Waddle, so that is a blow. Some of the other guys are going to have to step up, but it should be a Dolphin win. And then a division rival noon game, Patriots at Jets. Patriots starting the season 0-2. Jets 1-1. No more Aaron Rodgers. I have the Jets winning, but barely. I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game. Jets elite defense. Patriots are going to probably find a way to stunt Zach Wilson. He'll probably struggle, I'd imagine. To me, that game's not all too exciting. So moving on to Texans at Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are going to bounce back this week against a struggling Texans team that is trying to figure it out. C.J. Stroud looks all right for the first two games. He hasn't been terrible. I know Brady thinks he's going to be a bust, but that's to be determined. I think maybe he'll have a better, I don't know about a better week, but he looks to be aiming towards being consistent every week. So hopefully he doesn't put up a stinker, but I got the Jaguars winning that probably pretty close game. Probably about 21-17, somewhere in there. And then Titans at Browns. Browns should win this. And I'm sure it'll be a closer game than I think it'll be, but Browns probably win by two scores, I think. At least. Even in the absence of Nick Chubb, I think Jerome Ford is more than capable. Kareem Hunt probably will play, but it'll be a super small snap count. Probably be in the passing game. And Pierre Strong, who knows if they'll still give him snaps. He kind of gets shoved back to running back three with that signing. Titans should score a little bit. They've still got Derrick Henry, and D-Hop's always a threat. The Bills at Commanders game, that is the second to last noon game we're looking at right now. Commanders starting 2-0. I mean, they're definitely not the worst team in the league. I don't even know if I'd put them bottom five. Sam Howell kind of surprising a little bit. Their running back committee is pretty solid. But the fact that they've been winning these games to me is just kind of crazy. I haven't been thinking it would be that way. Just impressive that the Commanders have managed to start the season 2-0, in my opinion. And they'll probably come crashing down to reality, and definitely will this game, I think. Bills are a powerhouse. I predicted them to be kind of inconsistent this season, but I bet they'll win. They'll get two in a row here. Probably a pretty dominant W at Washington. And then the last noon game is Colts at Ravens. And Gardner Minshew, I would love to, big Minshew fan, would love to just hype him up and be like, oh, he's going to come in, throw four TDs, and they're just going to smoke the Ravens. But I want my picks to be better this week. And I'm going to say the Ravens are going to win, even though their running game has taken a hit, offensive line, I think their left tackle is out. They are very injured. But I think are still more than capable to pull off a win injured playing at home. They start off the season 2-0, and I think they'll move to 3-0 this week. Moving into the afternoon games, Panthers at Seahawks. Seahawks favored to win. A Panthers team without Bryce Young this week, and to be honest, not like it matters anyways. I mean, they made moves in the offseason. Everyone knew that this was going to be a rebuilding process, and they definitely weren't going to be, I don't think. I mean, I somehow, for some reason, bought out into the hype a little bit, and my early season predictions had them going like 12-5, something silly, when more than likely I don't know if they'll win more than 5 games this year. And I think Bryce Young might be looking to miss a couple, probably at least 3, with that, I believe it's an ankle injury. I know some people said their concerns about him was how small he is playing in the NFL. We'll see if that comes back to haunt him. But I have the Seahawks winning this game. And it's probably going to be just aerial dominance by the Seahawks. I want to say J.C. Horn is out. I think he got hurt. I want to say. Not 100% on that. But Seahawks struggled week 1. Last second crazy finish against Detroit. Kind of struggled there, but this Panthers team just doesn't look all that great, and I think the Seahawks definitely win that game. Don't think it'll be too tough. Could be wrong. Maybe Andy Dalton comes in and just lights it up, but I doubt that. I just don't see it. Moving on to the Bears at Chiefs. This is probably going to be a bloodbath. Chiefs should just absolutely blow them out of the water. The Bears look, you know, all the moves they made in the offseason, the Bears look absolutely terrible. And it feels so good to be right. All those Bears fans and Justin Field homers in the offseason, oh, Fields for MVP, and some of those analysts on TV putting Justin Fields as a second best quarterback in the NFC, just silly takes, and just because he had some good running games at the end of the season and they'd put up his stats, and those stats are still losses, and they made all these signings hoping to fix all those holes, and it's just been awful for them. Defensive coordinator resigned. I mean, I would imagine people are going to get fired, but I would imagine they let Justin Fields play the whole season to ride it out and see if he gets any better as it goes on. But they are more than likely going to have a top 5 pick next year, I'm sure. Top 3, more than likely. But Chiefs should blow them out. I got the Chiefs in this one. It would have been cool to go to Arrowhead to watch this. I'm sure it's just, maybe this one will be one that gets taken. I don't know if they take the Chiefs off TV, but if it's a big enough blowout, maybe. Afternoon game, there won't be much else on. They'll probably keep it on, I'm sure. Because other than that, the next game would be Cowboys at Cardinals, and that's likely going to be a blowout, too. Dallas obviously favored the win. They lost Trevon Diggs this week at practice towards ACL. Really sucks. Was kind of hoping this Dallas team could stay healthy. Would have loved to see that defense fully healthy, getting into the playoffs and just torching everyone. Really was excited to watch this Diggs-Gilmore combo all season, and that really sucks. But they're still going to get it done this week against the Cardinals. Should win pretty comfortably. I can't imagine they would lose this game in Arizona. I just don't see it. I think they'll definitely come out and play a little harder for Diggs. And maybe they rely a little more on the off their offense this game instead of just defense just sucking the life out of these teams. But unlikely. Cardinals aren't very good. Joshua Dobbs is our starting QB. Played pretty well last week, but I feel like the Cardinals are kind of tanking, so definitely Cowboys this week. And then the Sunday night game, which I have zero interest in watching outside of Josh Jacobs being my running back one in fantasy, is Steelers at Raiders. And I kind of feel the slow start to Josh Jacobs' season ends right now. And he's going to have a pretty solid week, 100-plus yards, hopefully a rushing TD. And he kind of gets back on track into being a top 10, top 5 running back that he is currently, hopefully still in his career at age 25. Hopefully he's got some solid years left. That game, I mean, Kenny Pickett, he's struggled. He hasn't seemed like he's improved from last season. So, I mean, Kenny Pickett versus Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I really don't want to tune into that. That doesn't. I don't have anything going on. It'll probably be on the TV anyways, but that game just doesn't get me excited. As far as, like, afternoon games, I'll probably watch Chiefs. Definitely. Who knows? Maybe they'll put the brakes on and take it easy on the Bears, but I hope not. Going into the Monday night games, I do have some fantasy stock in different leagues than this. I'll probably, like I did last week, which I really liked. I don't think there's two Monday night games next week. I haven't looked into it. Maybe I'll check real quick. Yeah, only one Monday night. The thing I like about Monday nights is constant football. Just split screen it. Two games going. I've got Jalen Hurts in Dynasty. I've got Tutu Atwell. I've got Atwell in a couple leagues. I got Nakua and some other fantasy ones. T. Higgins. I mean, I've Mike Evans. I don't know if I'll play Mike Evans. I want to. I'm undecided. I'm going to decide tomorrow, last minute probably. Figure out if I'm playing Mike Evans. But Monday night, Eagles at Bucks. I have the Eagles winning. Who knows? They might even shock everyone and beat the Eagles, but someone's O's got to go on that one. I can't believe the Bucks have started the season 2-0. I figured they'd probably be at least around a 500 team around there. Baker QB's pretty, competent. He can definitely win you some games, make you a playoff contender, but likely a wild card playoff contender. They have elite receiving core, Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and some solid tight ends and young running backs. Their offense is pretty promising. Their offensive line has looked pretty solid. That is the 6:15 game, and I'll split screen these games and definitely just be kicking with my feet up in the recliner. Moving on to the later Monday night game, Rams at Bengals. No Joey B, I believe. To be determined at the moment, I don't think it's a for sure thing that he is not playing Monday night. I'm sure they're hopeful that he is, but they signed A.J. McCarron today to the practice squad, I think it was, to kind of add depth and be prepared to be without Burrow for probably, I think they were talking maybe 3 weeks, but nothing official's come out yet. I think Matthew Stafford and Nakua and Atwell and Higbee and all those guys, and I think Kyren Williams is his name, the running back now that they traded Cam Akers to the Vikings. He can definitely catch the ball and run it. I think without Joe Burrow being their starter, that offense just isn't going to get it done against the Rams. Sean McVay is too good of a coach. They still got Aaron Donald is just a force. And I think that the Rams probably score a lot of points. Probably going to win by two scores if I had to imagine. I just don't see the Bengals having success without Joe Burrow in at quarterback. I don't even know who their QB2 is, to be honest. I just don't think the Rams have a chance. Hopefully, I bounce back this week, get some more wins, kind of come back. I think I'm dead last on the season. I'm 14-8 with my weekly predictions. Definitely going to be watching the Vikings game at noon and freaking out, hoping they win. Really need a win here. Need to win the next two. I believe it is Panthers next week. Yep, at Panthers, and a home game against the Chiefs, and then at Bears. And if they can win these next two, I really want them to beat the Chiefs, but it's unlikely. And then beat the Bears and just be 3-3 going into taking on the 49ers at home and then being at Packers. There's still a chance. Signing Dalton Reisner was huge. We'll see what he can add. Cam Akers, I don't know how much that's going to affect the run game. I mean, they really just need to block better. And hopefully maybe they talked about doing a committee and then they made Madison the every down back. And I think for him to find success, he's got to split the carries. He's got a certain run style and just got to pair him with a good running back that complements his run style. But those are my week 3 predictions. I will see you guys next week. Another episode. Peace.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.